This talk and Dharma encounter was given by Kirsten Seishin Maley during her Shuso Hosen ceremony at Zen Mountain Monastery. Seishin is a senior lay student in the Mountains and Rivers Order. This talk, like all of our talks, is offered free of charge. If you'd like to make a donation or find out more about our retreats and residency programs, visit our website at zmm.org. Thanks for listening.
From the True Dharma Eye, page 212. Bijan plants the fields. Main case. Bijan one asks a monastic, "Where are you from?" The monastic said, "From the south." Bijan said, "How is Buddha Dharma in the south?" The monastic said, "It's being discussed all over." Bijan said, "How can it compare to my planting rice, growing food, and eating?" The monastic said, "What about the three worlds?" Bijan said, "What is it that you call the three worlds?" The monastic had realization. Master Bijan lived and taught in the 800s in Tang Dynasty China, also called the Golden Age of Zen. We don't know too much about him, but he was a teacher of Fayan, who was a famous master. In the koan, Bijan asked a monastic, "Where are you from?" This is not as casual a question as it appears to be. Daido Roshi's commentary says, "This is not a question about geography. Then what is Bijan asking about?" Usually, questions like, "Where are you from?" "Where are you going?" etc. are probing questions. Probing the monastic's degree of realization of the Dharma. But the monastic misses it and asks and answers geographically from the south. So Bijan poses a second question. "How is Buddha Dharma in the south?" The monastic answers, "It's being discussed all over." We say that Zen is a transmission outside of the scriptures that doesn't rely on words and letters. Words are unreliable. At best, they can point to something. Shugen Roshi once pointed out in a talk that words can only describe reality. They are not reality itself. Discussing the Dharma all over, so Master Bijan probes again, "How can it compare to my planting rice, growing food and eating?" Bijan points to his everyday work and activity, like what we do here, growing food in the garden, doing dishes, eating. We call it work practice and oryoki, and the way we practice it is to work and eat, being alert, fully awake. It means, as Shugen Roshi pointed out yesterday in the talk, that we extend our zazen into movement, into work, into eating. As lay practitioners, not having the support of a cloister's experience, and often there are no other people around that practice too, we often can use some help, some tools that can support us. I have made some up for myself. There is this train with a bell on it, a very light bell, hanging from the light in the kitchen. And if you don't pay attention, you will run into it, and it makes a very slight sound. And you'll be back having your attention. I also love frogs. So I placed frog figures in front of the entrance, and on the mirror in the bathroom, under the on the dining room table. And when they look at you with their large eyes, you're back in your attention, back in the present moment. They are a good reminder. As lay practitioners, we have to guard our concentration and our attention, as our environment is not always conducive to it. The cell phone, the computer, the TV, the news. Just listen to the news, not just to the content, but to the way it's delivered. How it causes anxiety. And if you have a chance, you can compare it how in Germany the news are delivered. Very straight voice. They are trained to deliver it like that. So we need tools to keep our concentration. At Omega, I have friends that do a serious Kundalini practice and meditation practices, and in the middle of the conversation they can just check their cell phone. It is like we have developed a dependency. So we need support to live in the outside world. When we moment to moment carefully see what arises in the mind, acknowledges it, and return to our activity, completely engaging in that, we can at some point experience our activity and the moment most intimately. Then just cleaning a cup can be a most wonderful experience. Before during the work meeting, the Inu chants, in reciting the Sutra of Great Compassion, we recognize that our activities are wondrous in their simplicity and are no other than the path of awakening. And Layman Pang says it like that. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it marvelous? I chop wood and carry water. How does it compare to discussing the Dharma? How can it be compared? For that you have to be outside of the experience. The monk then questions Dijon, but what about the three worlds? Which means, what about the world we live in, with its suffering? What are you doing about that? Isn't what you are doing too small?
Yeah.
As a young person still in Germany, being around 15, I was kind of lost in the lots of pain I was seeking. I found a Benedictine monastery not so far away, and during my vacation I went there and I worked and did liturgy and contemplation with the nuns. Liturgy was 5 times a day. It was wonderful. Sometimes coming out of the chapel into the quiet summer evening, so still. And somewhere between the Gregorian chant and the silence, the heart knew something. I came to love this place, and I kept going there. And of course, everything I came back home, my parents were very concerned. Probably that I would stick there, become a nun. But my father also questioned the whole thing. What life is it? What are they contributing to the world? Do you want to spend your life like that? And as I had no words to express what I really experienced there, and couldn't defend it, coming home was always a bit difficult. How do you talk about Zazen with the people that have not experienced it in your home? But on some level, my father's and the monk's question is valid. What are we doing for a world that is so full of suffering? What does doing a Zazen help a world that is so inflamed, so divided, so full of conflict, so not at peace? If we wouldn't practice and manifest what we realize, how could we help the world? How could we meet it with integrity? We would soon be part of the division and the conflict. How can we help a divided world? By meeting what is different and conflicted with our compassion and our selfless generosity that comes out of our realization. Next, Dijon asked the monk, "What do you call the world?" And at this, the monk had realization. What did the monk realize? When the word world fell away, he had a full experience of what is, of the moment. As the Kapping verse says, when words and ideas are finally obliterated, the light spontaneously appears. There is a verse about this case, and I have requested that Kaiko read it.
Passing from mouth to ear, the teaching inevitably disintegrates. When words and ideas are finally obliterated, the light spontaneously appears, passing from mouth to ear, the teaching inevitably
Confront me in Dharma encounter. Kaiko, you go first.
Attention. From the koan, in the verse that I chanted, there's not a lot of value given to words or ideas. Right? And when I read the koan, it seemed like there was this comparison between just discussing something and doing the real hard work in the soil, getting dirty. My question to you, though, is can't words be a seed just like the rice is planted, and then it's a matter of nourishing it and reaping the...
We have to use words to communicate also Dharma. But as I said, they can point to something. They will point. They can't really be the truth.
Thank you for your teaching.
Attention, Shu Settle. I was really struck by the creation of the three worlds, and I find that I'm constantly creating worlds, and some of them are very beautiful, such as this world. I'm so moved by the ceremony. And for Ango, I was chanting the female ancestors, but not the male ancestors. I pick and choose my worlds, and I think sometimes those choices are very wholesome. Must I incorporate more worlds for it to be all, or must I obliterate these wholesome, beautiful worlds that I have created and chosen to be with?
The worlds too will point, but the real understanding is beyond, like, this created, like, words and things to look at. You can meet it there, but how useful is it for you? It seems like there is a lot going on.
Thank you for your teaching.
Attention. This "where are you from" as not a casual question, as a probing question. I encountered it first in the podcast of Zen Mountain Monastery before, you know, just gearing myself up from my first trip to Fire Lotus Temple. And "where are you from?" Obviously not a casual question. You need a good Zen answer. And I started working on it. And thankfully, nobody has asked me that question in that context. Because I'm still looking for an answer. So when it popped up in your koan, I knew who I could go ask for help. Where I get this question is downstairs in the dining hall. And I answer geographically, you know, like neighborhood of Brooklyn, where you live, what's your hometown? Are these different questions? I mean, Shoan talked a couple days ago about, you know, the girl growing up in her home, in her room, saying, you know, where's home? Where's she from? Where am I from?
Yeah. Where are they from? Who are they? May life go well.
Attention! They say that the Buddha Dharma is being spoken of much in the South, and no doubt they think they are practicing it. Likewise, I often think I'm practicing, or how do I bridge the gap or tell the difference between doing something that makes me feel virtuous, and how do I know I'm actually practicing and actualizing the Buddha Dharma out in the world and not just thinking I'm doing that?
When we practice, we connect deeply. And then out of that, we're trying our best to live that compassion, or, you know, where we feel we want to be of service. It will always have the level of our understanding. That's why we practice, well, our whole life.
Thank you for your teaching.
May your life go well.
Attention. This morning I left my room as I'd like to receive it. And then the swirling body of the dish crew somehow gets it all done. Is there anything that can appease the inconsolable?
What is inconsolable?
Where are you from?
How is that? Can you say another word for inconsolable? How can you say another word for inconsolable? Like how is where are you from, not inconsolable?
That's the question.
Where are you from points to that question that we investigate when we sit. Like, who are we truly? Or what is everything? And I don't know how it is not consolable.
Thank you for your answer.
May your life go well.
Attention. Could you say something about words and ideas being obliterated?
Did you notice that I left that out? What came to mind when it is just the moment? Like, that is when the words and ideas are obliterated.
Thank you for your teaching.
May you let go well.
Listen, the master offered his planting and his sowing and eating. Why would this monastic not study with any other farmer?
With any other?
Farmer. Could he just pick one? Study that planting.
Master Deja is practicing farming?
Would not any farmer be looking at what they're doing so they can plant better?
That is not necessarily practicing farming. Practicing is to completely put yourself into that activity.
I can watch my teacher walk or eat and something about it that I can't see that feels true. I don't know if I would see that in someone else eating or walking.
Well, we are not practicing.
Thank you for your teaching.
May your life go well.
Listen up. Shusa, I would like to reveal that I'm from all over. When people ask, where are you from? I get really nervous because I know that they are asking for a singular, particular geographical place. And I feel I'm both from here and there and everywhere, and nor from here, nor from there, nor from anywhere. The wonder is, where do you point when asked where you are from?
It usually, in that way, happens only in the Dachshund room. Not casually anywhere else. And well, this probing who you are, I am right now in a very vulnerable place because it has like somewhat disintegrated that understanding. Usually, see, when you eat, you just eat. I have no free hand, I can't show it.
May your life go well.
Attention. That's your left shoulder.
Oh.
And it seems like I'm just kind of following a similar format to many others, in that a practitioner is surprised into realization or enlightenment. And it doesn't seem that this realization or enlightenment is happening to us all. Presumably that's why we're writing about it. So what if any of us never meet our own Dijon, or what if we're not in the garden when the pebble hits the bamboo?
What if we don't?
So what if we don't meet a Dijon who surprises us into realization or enlightenment? Or what happens if we're not in the garden when the pebble hits the bamboo?
Well, we practice, you know. It's like we will do our best, and then trust, you have to trust that at some point you will see it. May your life go well.
Attention, Chusan. Thank you. Somebody asked my question, but I was thinking about this week, sitting with you. I thought about it a couple times back in August. You had said to me that you didn't feel that you could do this. And then flat. But sitting with you this week, your practice is so strong. So how do you feel about it
now? Well, I'm doing it.
Attention. Daijiang, he's kind of a hero for me. I've been farming for the past 4 years, and I find a lot of encouragement from this koan. And I also find a lot of encouragement being here where I'm not farming. You know, and I'm leaving in 2 months. Then I'm going back to farming, and I'm really excited about that. But I'm scared. You know, I know that there will probably be a day when it's like 103 degrees heat index in August, and I'll be out there, and I'll be hot. And I won't know what to do because of whatever's going on for me. You know, I know I'll hit a wall somewhere along the lines. And when that happens here, it's like everyone's here. When it happens in session, everyone's here. So, you know, where do you turn to when it's just you?
Oh. Well, first, when there is heat, you practice that heat. Mm-hmm. And then I find all around there are pointers. Like at night, like when the trees go to sleep, so to say, that stillness, that helps to get still.
Thank you for your teaching.
May your life go well.
Attention, I think you just answered my question. So, I had this thought again, like yesterday, that maybe the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha might go away. And that is my image of what it is. And then I thought, will I be okay? Is there, this just what Stephen said, like, every day I think of the ordinary and the sacred, and so wanting to be that, to know that within the ordinary thing is sacred, and vice versa. And I just wonder if I didn't have my ideas of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, everything I picked up here, being here, in Bob, and I just had the ordinary and the sacred, will I meet that?
Well, the ordinary, it's not a problem. When you look close, there is sacredness right there. And looking is a wrong word. That's why I said, what helps me is nature. Like that is when I'm not in a zendo, that is why I get nourished and connect. There's Dharma.
Thank you for your attention.
May you let go
well. Attention. The koan tells us that in response to Dzogchen's words, the monk experienced realization. Obliterating words and ideas, how would you show us that realization?
Oh. You gotta hold it for a second.
Thank you.
May that cool.
Attention. I practice simple activity, but I seem to want everyone to notice how well I'm doing it.
You would say this again, please.
I seem to want everyone to notice how well I'm doing it. Barrier.
Yeah, I have that problem too. Or I want to tell myself what I'm doing. It's more, yeah, there's still that thought, still that concern, there's still something extra besides the activity. So, it's basically a thought to let go.
It's not too serious.
Thank you for your teacher. May I
call? Attention, Shuso. This koan is so relevant. To enrich our training, Roshi has invited the monastics to go to other centers and meet other teachers. I've been thinking about this. Do I go down south or to California somewhere and go to a monastery and be put in a Buddha hall and study Dzogchen, Mahamudra, Madhyamika with some excellent high teacher? Or should I go to another monastery like ours and maybe be put in the garden pulling weeds around the cabbages with Master Yukon? Where do I find the true Buddha Dharma?
Right where you are.
Thank you for your teaching.
May your life go well.
May your life go well. Being still immature and insufficient in training, I didn't expect to be assigned chief disciple. I feel like a crime has been committed that fills the heavens, and there is no place for me on earth to hide. I hope there's enough water in the esopus for you to rinse out my words from your ears.
Thanks so much for listening. To find out more about the monastery's programs, weekend retreats, and residency, please visit our website at cmm.org.